You're listening to episode 201 of the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we talk about wondering, how the hell is this my life right now? Welcome to the Rebel Buddhist Podcast, where we explore how to use the science of psychology, Eastern spiritual practices like mindfulness and compassion, and the game-changing work of self-coaching so you can free your mind and free your life. I'm your host, Anna Verzoni. Aloha. I am here on the Big Island. Last time I was here was last month when I was leading the first adventure mastermind retreat with my laryngitis, where I felt fine except for my voice. Anyway, it was epic. Whales everywhere. It was amazing. If you haven't seen the footage of the whales swimming right in front of our camp, go check out my social media posts. But I'm back and it feels amazing. I have so much more energy and motivation and good weather. So this podcast episode, was super stoked to record it. And sometimes the way I pick my podcast episodes is when I hear a topic come up like at least three times with different clients, like in the same time frame. If it comes in threes, I'm like, I should probably do an episode on that because it seems like to be in the atmosphere, right? And this time it was hearing from several clients this exact phrase. How is this my life right now? That's what they all said separately. And not in the, oh my gosh, how is this my life? I'm sitting in an infinity pool looking up at the Dolomites. I mean, it's more in the, what the fuck? How is this my life right now? Because it seems the farthest from our life than we ever thought it could possibly be, right? Now, I know y'all appreciate that I try to be transparent here and share all my challenges and mistakes so you can hopefully learn from them. So I don't think you have a warped idea that I've had some kind of perfect life. But in case you do think that, I'm going to start this episode off by sharing about when I had my own experience of wondering, how the hell is this my life right now? Because if you've wondered this from time to time, you're not alone. Many of my clients will say this phrase, and they're wondering, you know, like how they ended up in an abusive relationship when they were Valafucking-dictorian and ran the Take Back the Night campaign in college, or how they're in a corporate 9-to-5 job that's really working 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and clocking 60 to 80 hour weeks when they used to dirtbag it all over the world, stretching out $600 or even $300 a month to live abroad and have epic adventures. You know, why perhaps they picked someone again who would betray them, either sexually, financially, or otherwise, or getting deeper and deeper into debt, seemingly never being able to get on top of it, feeling poor, even though they're highly educated and hardworking AF, right? So you get the idea. So one time, and this is hard for me to share, but I think it's important, but this is a warning that this is about intimate partner violence. One time, I found myself sitting in a car in a foreign country, holding my face in my hands, sobbing. And I was saying, ow, 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 ow. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, ow, ow, ow. And I was parked at a beach in what felt like the middle of nowhere. I didn't know what to do. My partner had just punched me three times, really fucking hard, like pounded me with all his might. I thought my arm might be broken. And I'd lost a beloved family member weeks before. I was in a vulnerable state of grieving. I felt alone and helpless. And the one person who I was theoretically supposed to trust most at this incredibly intense time fucking punched me. You know, I grew up being beaten by my mother, and I swore to never let anyone lay hands on me again. And you know, I thought that this person was the one for me. I was devastated. This came out of nowhere. You know, it was just like an argument. And others saw it escalating at the restaurant. We were out with friends. And I said, you know, we should go back. And when he started to hit me, it happened in the car. And he was continually trying to shame me about some stupid shit. And I yelled at him. I was like, please stop, please stop. And he was just continuing to say this stupid shit. And then I yelled about, you know, the original argument, how he was breaking yet another promise, which he was. And I pointed my finger in his face and I was yelling at him because he wouldn't stop trying to shame me. Then blam, blam, blam. Like, I was shocked, literally in shock. And I won't even tell you what he was saying while he was hitting me. It made no sense. It was so pathetic, as if what he was saying justified anything he was doing. Stupid shit having to do with like furniture and hammocks and just utter bullshit. And I was shaking. I couldn't think straight. I had never imagined this would happen to me, and certainly not with this person. How is this happening to me? The strong, powerful, confident, international climbing guide with degrees from badass schools. Wasn't I supposed to be smart enough and strong enough to avoid this kind of shit? How is this my life right now? How did it ever get to this? Wow, like I didn't even talk for weeks to this person, even though we lived together. Immediately after the incident, I only spoke these like monosyllabic words to handle logistics to get home. And we lived together back in the States. So it was a cold scene, like silence in the house, except for slamming doors, me casting steely glares and dagger eyes. I was livid. He was super regretful, tail between the legs. And deep down, I knew I'd never be able to completely forgive him. But there I was, having to decide what to do. Stay? Go right at this moment? Kick him out? Should I move out? But I couldn't decide shit, really. I spent the first few weeks in shock that this had even occurred. That phrase, how is this my life right now? And that phrase filled my mind, my waking hours, my dreams. It was the first thought that entered my mind when I woke up and before I went to bed. I walked into work and the bruise was kind of peeking past the sleeves on my blouse, and someone in the office noticed. And I told her I flipped a kayak trying to land a sea kayak on a sketchy shore break. She said, I think she knew. I didn't want to admit she knew. But we women kind of know, don't we? I felt like a failure. I felt shame. I felt like I'd let anyone who ever looked to me for confidence down, anyone I'd ever helped set a boundary or finally notice red flags, I felt like a fraud. How is this happening to me? The woman who could usually command such respect from this man and adoration and who seemed to be a really good judge of character. And the reality is, when I'm wondering, how is this my life right now? It wasn't so much of a surprise if I really thought about it. I was beaten by my mother, the one person who was biologically even supposed to take care of me more than anyone else, just from a genetic perspective, right? And sure, if we're generous, her motives may have been to try to protect me in the long run by making me submit in fear, or live in fear. Although I'll tell you right now, sometimes it was just rage at her life, her circumstances. But I was used to that. I was used to not feeling safe. I was used to tolerating certain things. And in hindsight, I believe that it was precisely because I had been beaten by my mother that this moment was inevitable. That I would replay this act. I would replay this act so that I could somehow try to write a different story to heal. I picked him from many suitors, y'all. I picked him. I recalled the night that he slammed his fists on a table at a restaurant. And, you know, all these people were staring. And when he slammed his fist, the beer bottles like shook, jumped off the table, you know. And I got up, I went back to our room and I told him, stop drinking and go to bed. And then all of a sudden, another memory popped into my mind. The time he used the phrase, I think people hit people because they want someone to feel the same pain they feel inside. And I thought, huh, that's a weird thing to say, but I let it slide. I should have asked more about what he meant, why he said it, but something in me told me not to because I do recall wanting to ask about it. I should have. When we are in this moment, we have so many should haves as we replay our entire lives, don't we? And not in the rapid fire highlight reel we get in movies about near-death experiences. It's like this often slow and painful replay of all the things, the choices, the lapses in judgment. But the reality is that we ended up here. And this is our life at this moment because for some damn reason, we needed to fucking do this thing again. It's also our chance to do it differently. In that relationship, I had the chance to intentionally take back my power, to see, like really see, the ways I'd betrayed myself in ignoring the red flags and the subtle warning signs, in not listening to my heart, mind, gut. You know, as a child, I begged for forgiveness after being beaten, even if it was undeserved. I took the silent treatment and I fawned at my mother, asking her, please love me again, begging. This time, I was like, fuck off, motherfucker. Like, I took no BS. I reclaimed my power. I stepped into my sovereignty. However, mind you, this didn't occur until I'd finally come to the end of months of shame, doubting myself, feeling powerless and really freaking sad. But I did get there. And now I realize that moment was inevitable. It's what us crazy ass humans do. We repeat these cycles of healing until we finally freaking get it. So, how is this our life right now? Because we're meant to do things differently, and we will create opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity to finally get it, to not tolerate the abuse, to not buy into some BS story about our worth or lovability from someone else, not relinquish our power to victimhood, not believe the bullshit others feed us, or give in to the shame-talking protectors in our minds, however well-intentioned. So my friend, if you're wondering, how the hell is this my life right now? My dear, and I say this with the most tender heart, it's because it's supposed to be, and I don't know why, only you do. So what is the story we want to make of this moment? How are we going to do things differently? How do we come out the freaking victorious ones, the compassionate warrior ones, the ones who see others and ourselves with loving awareness and have the wisdom to take the most compassionate, effective action? That's for you and me to find out whenever we ask this question. From Pema Chodron, life is a good teacher and a good friend. Things are always in transition if we could only realize it. Nothing ever sums itself up in the way that we'd like to dream about. The off-center in-between state is an ideal situation, a situation in which we don't get caught and we can open our hearts and minds beyond limit. It's a very tender, non-aggressive, open-ended state of affairs, to stay with that shakiness, to stay with a broken heart, with the rumbling stomach, with the feeling of hopelessness. That is the path of true awakening. Sticking with that uncertainty, getting the knack of relaxing in the midst of chaos, learning not to panic. This is the spiritual path. Getting the knack of catching ourselves, of gently and compassionately catching ourselves, is the path of the warrior. Hell yeah, right? I mean, being a human is not freaking easy, right, y'all? There's the 1,200-year-old Tibetan Buddhist prophecy of the Shambhala warrior that talks about the rising of everyday people who want to bring about change and healing through the powers of compassion and insight. And my experience is these are the exact tools we also need in this very vulnerable moment, in this pivotal moment where we're asking this question, how is this my life right now? When faced with choosing to either feel helpless and hopeless or to use our most potent skills, compassion, and insight to help us enter into growth and healing, that we choose the latter, growth and healing through compassion and insight. That's why we're here. That's why this is our life right now. And you're right, it's hard AF. And you know, in there somewhere deep down, you know what to do. You have the wisdom, your inner healing wisdom. And in these moments, we get to reclaim that.
If you like what you heard, spread the love and share it. And if you want to learn more about how to free your mind and free your life, check out rebelbuddhist.com and grab my free Rebel Buddhist training kit, where you'll receive a video training on cultivating resilience, a copy of the gorgeous Rebel Buddhist Manifesto, and more. That's rebelbuddhist.com.